Two big recent developments in the film industry. One, Wonder Woman 1984 will be released simultaneously on both HBO Max and in U.S. theaters on Christmas Day. And number two, Universal and Cinemark have agreed to significantly shorten the theatrical window to just 31 days. Analysis now from Dr. Andrew Draper, co-host of a podcast called Off-Script Film Review, the home of bold cinema. Andrew, explain the Wonder Woman development.
Well, first of all, that a big property like Wonder Woman, a $1 billion property, is coming to streaming, but that it's also going to be available in theaters. Theaters have not gone for hybrid releases before. They don't see the point. They feel like they lose money. But they don't really have a lot of leverage in this situation, and so they're playing ball.
Wow. All right, so what could this mean business-wise, I guess, for them?
Well, hopefully it'll get some people in the theaters and, you know, just kind of help keep theaters alive. For HBO, it's hopefully going to result in more subscribers.
From the theater standpoint, what are you hearing or seeing? Are people going where they're allowed?
Some, but not really. Honestly, I saw something in the theater this past Monday, and it was just me and a friend and no one else. So it doesn't really seem that way.
Wow. I haven't been in months. So were you required to wear a mask? Was there anybody in there enforcing? Just curious as to your experience.
Yes, they require a mask. And everyone that I've seen is pretty good about it. No one seems to really have any disagreements with it. And you know, they're still serving popcorn and concessions, but behind, you know, there's plexiglass and there's no contact. So it's all, they're taking as many precautions as they can.
How about the movie in general, Wonder Woman 1984? What can we expect here?
Well, this is, like I said, a huge property. The first movie made $800 million, and so they're expecting this to, well, it'll be interesting because you won't be able to measure it the same. But it's another Patty Jenkins-helmed film, and it's probably going to be incredibly successful.
We're speaking with Dr. Andrew Draper. He's co-host of a podcast called Off-Script Film Review, the home of bold cinema. He's also on staff with the SMU School of the Arts. We're talking about how COVID-19 continues to impact the movie industry. So how about this agreement then between Universal and Cinemark? Explain that.
Okay, so this is really exciting, and this is very similar to a deal that was struck with AMC earlier this year. The difference is, when a big movie opens, let's say something like Marvel or like Christopher Nolan's Tenet, after 5 weeks, 31 days, it'll be available to rent on PVOD, which is the $20 high-dollar rental. This really hasn't been done before, and it's a shortening of the distribution window. So that's pretty exciting.
So folks have agreed here. What's going to happen to the movie industry then? Will we continue to see deals like this?
Yeah, I think so. Theaters have not wanted to really work with streaming and rentals. You know, a shorter window doesn't help them, but they've negotiated a cut of these early rental fees, and so they're incentivized to kind of play along.
All right.
And like I said, the distribution window has typically been 90 days, which is a hugely long time and is kind of a dinosaur from the VHS era. But now with advances in technology and streaming, there's no reason to have to wait that long to rent a new film.
All right. So is this desperation mode for at least one or two of the parties here?
Well, I think it's certainly making the theaters have to adapt, which they've been very hesitant to do before. But AMC claims that this deal is helping them stay afloat. So I think Cinemark sees that and is doing the same.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. Anything else that stood out as you were thinking about this?
I think it's an exciting time for innovation. You know, a year ago, we didn't have premium video on demand, the $20 rental. We didn't have this hybrid release. We didn't have this new deal with streamers and theaters and studios all working together. So the pandemic is definitely forcing people to think outside the box and create new business models and distribution models.
Thanks, Andrew. Dr. Andrew Draper, co-host again of the podcast called Off-Script Film Review.